Hi, I'm Scott Hallman, your pastor for the day. Things are kind of tough lately. As of the writing of this segment, the government is shut down, and the majority of comments have to do with it not being a really big deal, other than a few hotspots, such as air travel. The problem is, some people can't just not travel. They have important reasons for needing to fly. An even bigger annoyance is when commentators, and there are many, in fact most, that share that the government employees not getting paychecks don't have that big of a deal to deal with. When the shutdown is over, they'll get every cent owed to them. So they're essentially getting paid vacations. The general impression is that they're overpaid anyway, so who cares? Well, just to make a point, I care. My wife is among those who has to wait for the government to reopen to get paid again. And by extension, that sort of puts some stress on me too. A lot of stress. So those with the attitude that those of us doing without paychecks need to stop complaining lack one thing the Bible urges us to have a lot of: compassion. There are many of us who depend on every paycheck to get our bills paid. And I don't know of any mortgage company or lender of any kind that's saying, "No problem, we can wait until the government reopens." In Matthew 9:18, Jesus is teaching on various subjects when a synagogue official interrupts him, telling him his daughter died, and would Christ please resurrect her? Jesus immediately stops what he's doing and follows the man. On the way, an ill woman who has suffered for 12 years touches Christ's cloak, knowing it will heal her instantly, and it does. Jesus stops to make sure she knows her faith has made her well. He makes it to the official's house and resurrects his daughter, then heads out and encounters two blind men wanting to see. He performs another miracle by giving them sight. And so it goes. It's almost as if Jesus has no agenda, but just commits to walking around helping anyone he encounters. To our knowledge, he turns down no one who asks for help. There are at least two dynamics at play here: Christ's compassion, seemingly unable to say no to anyone in need, and the fact that faith makes all those who ask Christ for help well. This is the message of Matthew 9:18-38. I encourage you to read these 20 verses today and get the message yourself, because in the Bible, Jesus did these things for those he encountered, and today, he does them for all who ask in faith. In John 15:7, Christ says, "If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you." That's an amazing promise, and he means it for us every day. I've seen him come through for me time and time again since I put my trust in him 25 years ago. I still have my share of problems, maybe even more than most. But what a comfort to know that Christ has the answer and will deliver it at the perfect time. And it's even better knowing a time will come when I will have no problems, only the comfort of knowing I'll be with my Savior forever. This has been Scott Hallman, your pastor for the day. Until December, do your best and let God do the rest.